This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman Kiberi. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K.V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, met the Prime Minister. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. The Prime Minister said that Mr. Lahiri's rich experience in economics and public policy will greatly strengthen India's reform journey and the journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. Campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal Assembly elections has reached feverish pitch, with leaders from all major parties criss-crossing the state to woo the voters. With roadshows, rallies and fiery speeches, the battle for Bengal intensifies as voters prepare to cast their votes on Wednesday. Addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Bardhaman, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the Seventh Pay Commission would be implemented. Speaking at a public meeting in Hooghly, senior party leader Rajnath Singh pledged 3,000 rupees assistance for women and filling of vacant government posts. Senior BJP leaders J.P. Nadda, Nitin Naveen and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held rallies across Bardhaman and North 24 Parganas. Yogi Adityanath reminded voters of Bengal's role in India's freedom struggle and expressed confidence that the state would soon be free from what he called the syndicate of opposition parties. Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters' list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about exclusions. They also accused the central government of withholding development funds. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. At least 47 Maoists, including some women from Chhattisgarh, surrendered before DGP Shivdar Reddy in Hyderabad today. Speaking on the occasion, DGP Reddy said the surrendered Maoists handed over 32 weapons in their possession to the police. He announced that those who surrendered will be provided with a rehabilitation package of 1.2 crore rupees along with central government incentives and free health cards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The India Meteorological Department has issued heat wave guidance and advisories as several parts of the country continue to experience rising temperatures and above normal conditions. The maximum temperatures across northwest, central and peninsular India were currently hovering between 40 degrees Celsius and 44 degrees Celsius. It also said that the health impacts of heat waves typically involve dehydration, heat cramps, heat exhaustion and or heat stroke. The IMD has emphasized that early awareness and preventive action are critical in reducing heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke. In IPL cricket, riding on KL Rahul's impressive unbeaten 152, Delhi Capitals posted 264 for 2 against Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.